Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Rabbi Norman Shichu Nishmas Marses Bas Shmuel. Shalom to my son, Tanah Bas Meir Zev. Sus Chai Chafeg Bas Michal Yudis Basia. Of a Kam Yud Chesem Bet Aleph. We want to know if Basir made curry. You go after the original Maisa, or you forget, and when someone throws a kli from the top of the roof, we already consider the kli broken, so the guy on bottom who breaks it is Pater. Or you say Basir, the breaking of the kli, and the guy on the bottom is Chayiv. So the Gemara brings a raya that if you have tarnagolim shayim mechatim mechevel, if they were chickens were pecking at a rope, and then the rope snapped and then the kli smashes, so they pay nezek shalim. So you see baser meikara. Why is it baser meikara? Because we don't view it as tsuros, even though the kli rolls away and then breaks. We don't view it as throws, we view it as it being done originally, with the snapping of the rope. So you see, Shemaim and Abbas and Meikar is Lina. Must be Abbas and Meikar, that's why he's Nezik Shalom and Chatzin Nezik. If it was throws, it'd be Chatzin Nezik. If you go Abbas and Manatri, it'd be Chatzin Nezik. But here it's Abbas and Meikar, you go after the snapping of the rope, and that's going to be Nezik Shalom. And then right there at the end of the Sugya of Bibi Barabai, he says, no, it's talking about the Kodom Mine Omine, that the chicken is moving constantly through the direct pressure of the chicken until it shatters. Therefore, it's not Basar Meikar. He's breaking it now. Frekta was shown him on the riff. The riff brings this Hukimta of Kozel Mine Omine. But he also passes like Rabo that if you throw Kli Mei Rosh Hagag and somebody breaks it on the bottom, the guy on the bottom is Pelik as Basar Meikar. So if you go Basar Meikar, so why don't we also go here Basar Meikar? Say Pashut that he's Chayiv on the Dali, not because the Kozel Mine Omine, but because Basar Meikar. That's the kasha that the Chashanim ask on the Rif. So the Rosh is Miyashi of the Rif, Alpi the Raivit, that maybe the Rif holds, and that Bibi Barabai Zukim, the Kazal Mine Omine, is not talking about a case where the rope has dough on it. The rope has dough, the Gemara says that's Orche. It's a normal thing to break to bite at the rope, that the chicken should bite at the rope. But he rejects that Zukim of the Gemara. And he holds Rabbi that even it's below Musa Elisha, and so why is he chayiv? Why it's mishunin? The answer is al shviras kli mishal nezek shalim, because gedalz aminei shavat zelishus mina kli, because he wants to drink from the kli, even though the gabei chevel by snapping the chevel it's mishunin, for the chevel he pays chatzin nezek, but the gabei shiras kli, for the breaking of the kli it's the derech. When he drinks from this kli, when he's moving this kli along and breaks it because he wants to drink from it, that's considered kiderech. So we're trying to understand, and now we do understand what he's doing with the rope is mishune. When the chicken snaps the rope. So why should he pay Nezek Shalim? The answer is he only pays Chatzi Nezek. Why does he pay Chatzi Nezek? Because that's Mishune. And why does he pay Nezek Shalim for the Kli? The answer is he pays Nezek Shalim for the Kli because the Kli is Orche. It's normal for him to break the Kli. This is normal for him to break the Kli. He's going with it, he's pressuring the kli. The bucket moves consistently through the direct pressure of the chicken until it shatters. So in such an instance, he's paying Nezek Shalim for the kli. And he's paying Chatzi Nezek for the rope, because the rope is Shalok Kederech. So even though the way to get to the Kederech has been the Shalok Kederech, he's still going to pay Chatzi, he's still going to pay Nezek Shalim for what he does at the end, for breaking it to Kederech, even though he couldn't have done it unless he first done the Shalok Kederech. So really, the Rif holds that Eino Chinami, Basar Meikar. Here the problem is, like the Gemara points out, Mishuna. But the if you go by you go basar meikara, but the chicken's damaged, the rope is unusual, so you should only be paying half. So the answer is the kazal mineu mine. On the rope he's paying half, but on the bucket he's paying the whole thing, because that he broke directly. Another teretz the Rosh gives is in the name of the Ravid. Is that Kevin, since he's constantly pressuring it, he wants to drink from the Dali, even on the Chevel, he's also going to pay Nezek Shelem. So the Chevel is also Kedarko. So he wanted to drink the water from the Dali, and he wants to snap the rope in order that the Dali should fall, and he should be able, the bucket should fall and be able to drink the water. He's paying for both. So what happens is the Dali is connected to this rope. He wants to get at the Dali, hanging by this rope. So he snaps the rope. The chicken. So the owner has to pay Nezek Shalim for that because it's normal to want to get to the tree. And then he starts drinking from the Kli. And that's Peshat in the Brisa, and that's why he's paying Nezek Shalim. The Brisa says, Nish Bar Dali Mishalim Nezek Shalim. Why is he paying Nezek Shalim? It's Mishunah. The answer is not Mishunah. It's not Mishunah because he wants to drink from it. And so we're either talking about Musi B'Lisha, but the Ram doesn't hold that it's talking about Musi B'Lisha, that it has dough on it, which would make it Kiderach. So how then does the rib, so what then is Pshat in the Braise? So it must be like the Teref last Teref Tzim or Bira Abaye, and it's talking about a case of the kazal mineu, and then it was broken because he had pressured the kli. He went with the kli, and he broke the kli on the way. He broke the dli on the way. He broke the bucket on the way. So in the rope, he's chayv nezek shalom because it's kederach to get at the water by snapping the rope. And on the kli that's holding the water, he's also chayv because kazal mineu. It really holds basar meikara. But here you can't come on to basar meikara because to Basar Meikara, the whole thing is Mishunah. Because it's got no leash on it. It's got no dough on it. So it's Mishunah. So why is he chayv? The answer is no, it's normal because he's trying to drink from the kli. And that's the Wakimta of Rabbi Bar Abaye, that it's the kazal mineu mineh. According to the Rosh, you don't have to be megalgal the kli ad makom shvira. It's just one push of the kli in order to drink from it, and that's enough. If it breaks by the snapping of the rope, so mehechi tesi that he wants to get to the kli to drink from it. But the moment he starts going to drink from it, then you see, he's kicking it because he wants to drink from it. So mehele is going to be chayv na nezek shalim. Rashba explains that if by finachir, that even though we go basar meikara, nevertheless, had the body of the tarnagol not touched the kli, it wouldn't be chayiv nezek shalim and be considered tsroros. You're right, we go basar meikara, but he has to touch the. If the tarnagol hadn't touched the gufa kli, had the goof of the tarnagol not touched the kli, he wouldn't be chayiv nezek shalim. What would this be considered? This would be considered a mere case of tzroros if he never touched it. So therefore, it must be somewhere where he touched the kli, the kazal mineh. Ve'en achinami d'lo bin adozal mineh u'mineh. What he has to do is touch the kli once. It doesn't have to be mineo mineo that he's going more and more and more with the kli. He just has to touch it once, and that's enough. Now he's going to be chayev for breaking the kli, nezik shalim. It's not considered tzoros anymore. Because there's no gab of kli. Because even if you go basar me'ikara, you still have to be nogea b'kli. So if it's somewhere where he's nogea b'kli, it's enough for us. Ayin Sham B'divrei HaRashba. However, we have to understand the Rambam. Rambam writes, Nizkei Momon 2:14, Hayim Chatin B'Chevel, to leave in Ifsak HaChevel, V'Nishbar Adli Misham Nazishon, V'Nishizgaga Adli Ad That if he was, the chicken was pecking at the rope, and then the rope snapped, and then the bucket broke, he has to pay Nezek Shalim, provided that the tli, this bucket, rolled away because of him, and then it broke. And that's like the rif. And we saw that the rif says, causal mine, that he did something to the gufa kli. Hushin is galgal kli mechamasin. The kli was rolled away because of the these chickens, meaning they moved it along. The bucket moves because of their direct pressure. There was direct pressure. Since there was direct pressure, he's chayiv. The owner of the chickens is chayiv. That's like the Rif, who says that it's talking about, he brings this hukimta of Rabbi Barabai. However, in the seventh parak of Chayv Ulumazik, Halacha Yud Beis, Ravua Barambam, Shezorek Kli Merosh Hagag, Hazorek Chayav, that if someone throws a kli from the roof, the thrower is chayiv, because basar me'ikara zlinan, you go after the original guy who threw it. The Magen Mishnah writes, that's because of basar me'ikara. So the very Rambam sasri adodi. Rambam says to himself, first the Rambam says, in one K place, that's, you don't go basar me'ikara, like Rabbi Barabaye, that it's there's direct pressure on the kli. It's in one case, and then in the other case, the Rambam says not like that. Rambam says that it's talking about a case where we say basar me'ikara, and if it's zorek kli me'rosh hagag, you're chayiv because of basar me'ikara. If you go basar me'ikara, you don't have to come on to the kintur of Rabbi Barabaye. It's steering the Rambam. You can't be miyashiv the Rambam like the Raivit brought by the Rosh, because Moshe Rambam is mashma that the Tli is nishbar. Machmas kilgul hatarnegol, v'lo huzkor shedochfoy mishum sherotze lishtos min adli. So, Miloshen Rambam it's mashma that the Tli was broken, because the tarnigol was megalgilit. Doesn't say anything about wanting to drink from it. So this whole vort of saying dozo mine o mine is because we said that the snapping of the rope is mishunet. So why should he be chayv even if basar me'ikara? So it must be dazel mineh u'mineh. And he's chayv because he wants to drink from it. And therefore it's the derech. It's the derech for him to snap the rope maybe, and therefore it's nezek shalim. And it's the derech for him. That's the According to the second teretz, he's chayv nezek shalom min on the rope. According to the first teretz, he's chayv chatzi nezek on the rope. Because the etzem snapping of the rope is not kederech. The Rambam doesn't say anything about him wanting to drink from the kli. We want to be metaritz in the riv, that the reason we have to come on to Gozer Meinim there, because the breaking of the rope is mishona, so he should say, how can you say that if it rolls away? It's chayv nezek shalim, so it must be dozel minei u'minei. And when he breaks it, it's kederech, because he wants to drink from the, he wants to drink from it. The Rambam doesn't say anything about wanting to drink from it. And to say like the teretz of the Rashba and the Rif, that you have to, the Gufa Tarnagol has to touch the Kli, is not mashmin the Rambam. It's mashmin the Rambam. That's Hushin is Galgal, Dlima, Hamas, Mashanavo, Venishbar, not enough for him to touch, for the chicken to touch the Kli. It's actually break it. Ozir Shadaktek, Veloshin Rambam, Shakasav Betrilash and Nifsek Adli, V'nishbar adli. It's mashma shadli nishbar adli shenifsek l'cheva. And then he writes, ad shenofal, the mashma shenishbar machma shenizgalgil, v'chakach nofal. Ma'anya nefila etzel gilgu, what's the lashon of the Rambam? Ha'yim achatim b'chevel adli, v'nifsek l'cheva, v'nishbar adli. So the adli is nishbar because of the psikas achevel, because he snapped the rope. And then he pays nezik shalim. And the Rambam writes, "Vushin is galgal adli machamos and achanaf of nishba." So there it's mashma, because it was misgalgal and then it fell. That doesn't sound like what he wrote originally. Originally he said, just by the psika sachevel nishbar adli. For that you get mishim nezik shalom. And then he says, how did it break? Nizgalgel adli, it rolled, and then it fell. It's not because of the psika a rope, it's because of the rolling and the falling. Manyan the filay tzel gilgul, there's rolling and there's falling. Anachol tzel lavin, rotzim lavin at shitat Rambam. L'shem kach, anachol beznat Hashem. Ve'ayin be'divrei agoin Reb Elchanan. Lo Reb Elchanan, Wasserman, Ella, Hagoyin Reb Elchanan, Moshe Konstadt, who is a Rosh Yeshiva, and Yeshiva is called Teire. Over time, we've seen this Sefer a number of times, and I love this Sefer. So he says as follows. In the sugya of the Gemara, the Maskonas, Maskonas, that Tel of Bibi is talking about the Kozel Minei Uminei. The Kozel Minei Uminei. Im Kein, Maze Shaykh Lenin Chatitis Dagoni Bechel, the Choyer Maise Ashvire, Shnasa Chachinu Gel Kab, Maze Kashul, the snapping of the rope. It was all because they broke the Kli. So what's Pshan the Gemara? So according to the second parish of the Rosh, it's very good. Because he ran after the Kli to drink from it. And that shows that at the beginning, when he snapped the rope, it was also to drink, and therefore he's chayv nezek shalom on both. But without getting to that Perush HaSheni of the Rosh, what's pshat? If you're chayv because you broke the Kli, what is the Brisa talking about snapping the rope for? וישליין עוד מה שפירש רשי דלוי נשבור הכלי על ידי גלגול למקום האחר. מה רשי מפרש? רשי אומר דקאוזל מיני ומיני דתרנגול ולא נשבור על ידי גלגול עמוק עם האחר אלו דויכפוי כל שור ושעס שבירו נמי. It wasn't broken when he rolled it somewhere else. Rather, he keeps pushing it, he keeps pressuring it, and even when it breaks, he's doich v'kol shor. That's Rashi. What's the nafka mina that he's megalgel and doich v'kol shor? Why isn't it enough that he's doich v'fit at the beginning, and then it's nishbar immediately, without the gilgul? Rashi says he has to be megalgel it and then break it. Break it immediately. And that would be an even bigger chiddush. Because now he broke it immediately, it's still considered orchei. And he's chayv nezek shalem. So what does Rashi come and tell us? That he was megalgalos of a dovcho kol shor. אכן, לדברי הרמב״ם, כבונס רביבי, דמי רשתרנו כוחותת בחבל, ועדיין לא נפסק החבל לגמרי, עד שדוחף בגופו יעשה כלי, ועוז נפסק החבל לגמרי, ונשבר הכלי. According to the Rambam, what Rebbe means is that the Tarnagol was mechatet b'chevel. The chevel didn't snap completely. עד שדוחף בגופו יעשה כלי. And then he was דוחף with his body the כלי, and then the chevel was נפסק לגמרי ונשבר הכלי. What's the lashon of the Rambam? היו מחתן בחבל דלי, ונפסק החבל, ונשבר הדלי, והוא שנסגלגל הדלי מהחמוסן עד שנופל ונשבר. In other words, the chevel didn't completely break. Until he was doichev begufo as a kli, he pushed the kli with his body, and then nifsak achevel legamrei v'nishbar kli. And as Rav Bibi says, the odzul minei uminei, tahinu mechamat achatita. Uminei, what does mean minei uminei? What's the double lashon? Because of the rope snappage. Uminei. And because of the dechifas atarnagol, that he pushed the kli. Because of the rope, snapping of the rope and the pushing of the kli. And through these two pulas, the kli was broken. That's what the Rambam says, Vushin is galgil at bli, mechamatz and atchanof of nishbar, dainu shalai de achitut, l'chud, adain lo nitek ha-kli, v'rak alai de shedoch foy, nifsak ha-chev l'gamri v'nishbar ha-kli. Stomeret, the Rambam is saying, in other words, the chitut alone isn't enough. It still wasn't detached. And only by pushing the kli, nifsak achev lagamrei and then nishbar kli. And therefore, the Tana was very good. He said it's a case that without the chitut, the kli wouldn't have been broken through their dechifa. And it's telling us a chiddush. And even though the ma'ase nezek was done, al yidei shenechel shachevel, al yidei chitutam, even though it was done because they weakened the rope through their chitut, nevertheless, it's considered nezek ki orche, umishali nezek shalim, because the maisa chatita was already finished. The ikar nezek is done by tchivas akli. So the chiddush is that it's being that even though it was started with something that's not kederich, since it finished with something kederich, the breaking of the kli memela, there's going to be nezek shalim. And according to this, we understand what the Riv and the Rama bring the ukimta of Riv Bibi, the kozel minei uminei. That even though we pass in the Pasar Meikara as Linan, the Rav coming to be Miyashev, only why were Mechayev Nezek Shalim on the Kli, even though the Chatita Sechevel was a Shinui? Rav Bibi Bo Liyashev Raka Mai Mechayevin on Lei Nezek Shalim on the Kli, Avshi Chatita Sechevel have a Shinui. The Kevin, the Chatita Sechevel was a Shinui, so why are you Mechayev on the Kli? The whole thing started with a Shinui. Because since the Shiur Sakli was because of the Maisa Chatitza Hevel, he should have only been Chayiv Chatzin Nezek and no more. And on that, and for the Gemara, Shani Rav Bibi de Kozel Mineu Mine, that the Nezek wasn't done with Chatita alone. Rather, it was done Behitztarfut Techifata Tarnegol Begufo. So that's Gevaldik. So now we understand. Not a stira. Normally, Basar Meikara. But you can't say that because the Meikara was Meshunadik. It was very odd. It was very strange. And therefore, you can't be Chayav for that. So it's telling us that despite the fact that it started in a Meshunadik way, since it ended, the actual breaking was done with the Chifat Satanagol for this Takanezik Shalim. So that's apparently his pshat in the Rambam, that it was done with these two pa'ulos, and that's the Chiddush. And that he's chayev, even though the first pa'ulo was not kedarko, was mishuna. He's still going to be chayev nezek shalim because the ultimate breaking was kedarko. The other Rishonim don't hold this way, they don't hold like the Rambam. It's because they say that since Nishbar Kli Machm is Beza Pulos, you wouldn't, because of the Shinrei of the Chatita and the Gufa Shel Tarnagol, you can't be Mechayim Nezek Shalomim on the Kli. Because without the first Pula, then the second Pula wouldn't have happened. Without the rope, then there would have been no Kli broken. And that's like the psak of the Maharshal in the Yom Shel Shlomo. It says in the Gemara that a dog ate a sheep and a cat ate a chicken. So for the original killing, there's not going to be Nezek Shalim because it's not Kederach. And then eating the Nevel is also not going to be Nezek Shalim because the Achil is also Mishunah because it started out a Mishunah dig away. So Mimele, you're not going to pay Nezek Shalim on the end. We saw in a previous show, we saw the Rosh, well, not like the Maharshal, you're Mechayev in the Achila Nezek Shalim, because the Achila is a new Mice and Nezek, because the killing of the sheep or the chicken, the Achila are two Mice. But here, that you can't have Shvira Sakli or Psikas Achevel or Bitzer Fachitut. Sha'asu Mitchila, it's all considered one Mice, so the Shinu is Paul B'Shvira Sakli, and therefore he's only going to be Chayev Chatzi Nezek. But the Rambam holds, no. No, no, no. That since there are two Maisim come one after the other, there could be Mitztarev, and he's going to be Chayev to pay Nezek Shalem. So again, that's the Rambam. The Rambam talks about Nefila, and the Rambam talks about Gilgul. So the Nefila is when he snaps the rope, and then the Gilgul is afterwards he breaks the actual Kli. But the other Rishonim, we don't see this. This is just if you separate between Rav Bibi Bar Abaye and the Ukimta that it has dough on it. You say, what he did was Mishunah, but if you say that it does have dough on it, then the rope, there's not more Mishunah on the rope. So therefore, we understand why when afterwards he breaks the Kli, he's going to be Chayav Nezek Shalim. So there's a lot more to say about this, sweet friends. So please stay tuned. B'li neder, we should be seichet to continue. לראות נפלאות רבות מתורת השם. והדברים יהיו מהירי עיניים ומסמכי לב, ודברים שבשיעור הזה יהיו מהירי עיניים ומסמכי לב. So please stay tuned for more. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved.